They say it lights up a light bulb, but the guy doesn't tell you how many volts it is, so that don't really mean too much. But in any case, just perusing eBay, and tomorrow, my daughter's got 4 hours of school left, and my son graduates. So, graduates of pre-K to K. They have little caps and gowns for them and everything. So it should be cute. That's about it. KB2TIA, over to you, Carlos.
KB2TIA, KB2DK. That's really cute. So you know, take some pictures and put them up on your Facebook. I'd be interested in seeing the graduation pictures. So I was kind of curious because that guy that got into this repeater a couple weeks ago, Jason, who, you know, whose QSL card, came back, was undelivered. He did send me an email right after that night, and, you know, I sent him an email back, you know, asking him to join the Facebook group, whatever, and, you know, just saying hi, whatever. And then after you guys got your cards bounced back, I messaged him again, and he hasn't replied, so I'm not sure what to think there. But anyway, let's see if Charlie's back, and if not, let's shoot it over to Jim. So N1LU, KD2DKO, you back there, Charlie?
KD2DKO, N1LU, mobile. I'm back. I was just eating a snack that I've never had before. They didn't have any Clif bars. I looked all over. That's what took me so long. Looked all over. I guess they ran out. Maybe they threw them out. I don't know. But those were the snack of choice. The Clif bars. I like them. Nice and soft and chewy. At my age, I need soft and chewy. But anyway, Jim, do you have anything up for 2 meter horizontal? Like for you know, when the band opens, 2 meter sideband. Do you do any of that stuff? Because I know that 817 does, I believe it does, do 2 meters. It's like an 857 only QRP. I have a couple of things up for sideband. Unfortunately, I haven't heard the band open, at least not on sideband. There was that time that we talked to that guy in Virginia, if indeed he was in Virginia, but haven't really heard anything on 2 meter sideband. There's also a two or three guys that get on every day at 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning on 144.178 sideband. One guy's down in New Jersey, Rahway, and the other guy's up by me in, I think, Milford, Connecticut. And they get on religiously. They're real big 2 meter sideband nuts, and they also get on... 1296 maybe. They don't do. I don't think they do any HF, but they're big into that sideband, higher frequency stuff. K2MIJ, N1LU.
Yeah, Charlie. I haven't done any sideband work 2 meters recently, but yeah, for a while I was jumping on there, and I've worked a number of stations. That's back when I was using the Delta Loop. Because for whatever reason now, the Delta Loop just doesn't seem to want to give me a good SWR here. I don't know. It may be interacting with everything else I got flying around the room here. Steve has seen what the shack looks like. So there's wires hanging everywhere. So. I think right now the Delta Loop isn't working. But I did, I built a rotatable dipole for 6 meters. And that one, for whatever reason, tuned flat on 2 meters. So I have flown that on 2 meters, so that's horizontal. But like I say, I haven't worked any sideband in a while. I usually jump in on the VHF contest. I've done fairly well with the 817. I think my furthest is Virginia, which was kind of exciting. 5 watts, 2 meters to Virginia was a feather in my cap. I've worked into Maryland, all over the into New England. I think the furthest New England was Maine. So yeah, I was for a while. I guess that goes back a year and a half, 2 years ago. I was doing a lot of sideband work, but I haven't done anything in a while. I don't know. For some reason, I haven't heard many people on there. I wish there was more because I would like to do it. I'd never hear anybody on CW. That's why I was hoping that night when Jason was in there, I didn't look at his QRZ page. Ah, man, I keep dropping out. I didn't look at his QRZ page until after he was gone. He says he likes to dabble with the straight key. I would have liked to have tried working him CW that night. And I after hearing everybody getting their cards bounced back, I kind of did some checking, you know, Google searches on him. I don't know. He seems legit. I see him all over the net. A lot of VHF contesting, a lot of sideband work on VHF. Everything says he is Virginia. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. There is a possibility that, you know, he may have moved and never updated his QRZ info page. And that may be why mail got back. I would call us if you got his email. I would continue on that and see what the deal is. Just answer something. But anyway, yeah, I keep letting go of this microphone. So I'll pass it over to Steve. I guess my finger is getting tired here. I can't seem to hold the button in. KB2TIA, K2MIJ.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, the letter, I'm holding it in front of me, got bounced back, and the post office wrote UTF on it. I don't know what that means. I guess unable to find is my guess. And then it says return to sender, not deliverable as addressed, even though there's nothing wrong with it, unable to forward. So that's what it says on there. And then in the corner of the little yellow sticker, it says Nixie, N-I-X-I-E.
I don't know what Nixie means. But, yeah, I don't know. I did a Google search, and he seems to come up a lot. It seems like he's in a lot of people's log books on VHF sideband. He seems to, he placed fairly well in the VHF contest. And it all comes back to the Virginia locale, so... I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. I can't see him not being legit if he even dropped Carlos an email. I mean, usually, if you're not a legit guy, you usually just disappear. So I don't know what the deal is. It'd be kind of interesting to find out. You know what? What I'm going to do is... I'm going to see if he's a member of SKCC, seeing as how he likes to use the straight key. I'll see if he is, and that way I should be able to contact him somehow through the club. So I will do that. I'll search. I'm having trouble holding this button tonight. Back to you, and then you can pass it around.
Well, if he fooled us, he did a damn good job, because he fooled all of us. We haven't heard from Rocky in a while. Let me pass it over to Rocky, and I'm jumping rotation. KB2BOR, and I'll also probably just be around for, like, one more time. KB2TIA.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. KD2BOR. Yeah, I heard what you had written on your envelope, basically the same thing on mine. Got mine back 2 days ago. Just said return to sender. Mine says on this yellow tag, vacant. Unable to forward. I don't know what they mean by vacant, unless the place was empty. What do you think?
Well, it's another piece to the puzzle. Because, like I said, they wrote capital UTF. It's a handwritten next to his name, Jason, on the address. So I don't know what that exactly means, but my guess is it means unable to find. Who knows? Maybe it's like a property and there could be multiple dwellings on it or something. Or like you said, maybe it's an abandoned property now. But in any case, undeliverable.
Yeah, I just found it funny that my sticker said vacant on it. I couldn't understand that. Okay, very good. Let's see, KD2BR over to N1LU.
N1LU and 1LU Mobile. Let's see. Yeah, well, I'm glad I saved the stamp. But I'd be curious to find the answer to this mystery. Chances are we won't hear him again unless the band opens up. Although it's officially summer today, so you never know what'll happen. I have to keep on listening on 6 meters. Tim, I was curious, because I know you're probably getting ready to shut down. A couple of things. First of all, are you on the 857? If so, you should build an interface instead of a push-to-talk, you know, momentary push-to-talk, put a toggle on. I was thinking of putting a toggle on the interface that I got from this guy. Especially if you like to rag chew and you like to talk a lot. It's a lot easier to just flick a toggle switch, transmit, and then when you're done, flip it off. As long as you have a good memory, you can remember to do that, but that's always a alternative to holding down the button. My homebrewed handheld push-to-talk works real good, and it's sort of effortless. Of course, when I get to be your age, I don't know, maybe it'll be a little bit tougher. But I was curious, how many antennas do you have outside? Because I hear you talking about the ones inside, and I know you have a few outside. How many do you have, and what are they for? K2MIJ, N1LU Mobile.
Okay, Charlie, N1LU and the group, K2MIJ. Yeah, no, I'm on the Woshon now, and I'm the little lapel mic. And Carlos will tell you how tiny that is. So it's like trying to squeeze an aspirin. So my hand, I looked at my finger when I let go before, and I get this big indentation in my finger. So I would use my foot switch if I was on the 817. That's why I love my foot switch. Yeah, I gotta take this microphone apart and get the push the talk out of it, and if I'm gonna use it, throw it on a boom or something where I can have it in front of my mug. And if I go again, I'm off the button and use a foot switch. I like the foot switch or a toggle. I wouldn't mind a toggle either. As far as the antennas go, well, let's see. I got two Delta loops outside. I've got that insanely crazy dipole that I use for 80 and 40 and 60, and I can actually tune it on 160. It's about as inefficient as they come on 160, but I have worked into New England on 160, so I'm proud of that. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I've worked into... I think I have two countries. I only have two countries on 160. So I've done fairly well. I worked in the Stu Perry contest up there, and I worked with Chicago. That was my best on 160. So I have that, and I have a long wire that I use for the little HB1B. QRP rig, the CW only. So that's what I have outside, and now I also have, of course, the Ringo on the roof. And they're fairly invisible, because they're made out of, or at least the Delta loops, they're only 26, 28 gauge wire, so they're kind of, They're kind of naked to the, or kind of invisible to the naked eye. Unless, of course, the sun gets in, right spot, or there's some clouds there, you look up and you can see them, but otherwise they're fairly invisible. So that's what I got up there, and I don't know what else you asked. Hopefully that was that was all the information, because, you know, at my age...
Yeah, okay, very good. I didn't realize you had anything for 160. That's the band I'd like to get on. Excuse me, I did a little research on a vertical for 160, where the guy wraps wire around, 30 feet of PVC. Real simple looking antenna with a capacitance at on the top of it. May one day make that. I don't know how efficient it's going to be or how far I'll get on it, but it is a band I'd like to be able to try to do. The group, that one QSL card that I have with the black sheep on it, that was the guys that were on 3933 early in the morning. They've since moved to 1954 on 160, and I don't have anything to work them. Stand by 1 second. I'm going to go through a bad spot here.
Real quickie here. You know what you can use for a capacitance hat? Well, you could try it. I save them from old lampshades, the round part where you tighten the nut down to hold the lampshade onto the lamp. I saved them because I was building the go-kart for my son, and I thought I could use that as a part. But you could probably use something like that for a capacitance hat.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, you could come up with something like that. Yeah, I'll have to send you this or maybe post it on the group. It would be an antenna that all of us could make, for sure. And it may work for all of us, who knows. But it's a neat antenna for 160. But I still want to finish that NVIS. I was looking at the parts today. I've got just about everything together. I just have to cut the wire. That's the big holdup. I'm trying to decide what size wire I want to use. I'd like to use thinner gauge because I'm not, you know, planning on running more than 100 watts, and it would be a lot easier to handle the smaller gauge wire. But I've got to clean up my yard so I can, you know, spread everything out. I still have to measure too. I believe I have enough room to have that thing. It might have to be cockeyed, but I'd really like to try that. Never did hear any results from the NVIS contest last weekend. I thought for sure they'd be posting something. I still have the email. I have to email the guy and find out what happened. And maybe if they do it again next year, I'll be all set once I get this antenna finished. But anyway, let's see. Rocky, over to you. KD2, BOR, N1LU. You must be, well, not really. It's 2:42. I guess you got a couple of minutes before you wash up.
Thanks, Charlie. KD2BOR. Charlie, where are you right now?
Coming down Route 46 in Fort Reed.
Okay, just for the heck of it, I checked you. I put it on the reverse, and where you were hitting my meter full scale here.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with Route 46 in Fort Lee, but it's up really, really high.
Oh, okay. No, I just tried it. You were coming in real strong, so I said, let me just hit the reverse and see how good you're coming in. You were full scale on my meter. Okay, very good. Carlos, over to you. KD2BOR.
BOR, KD2DKO. Yeah, Charlie, I don't know where you are right now, but you're coming in pretty decent on the reverse over here also, so it must be at a good angle for West Orange. Jim, I'm kind of curious about your age. I see it on Facebook. It says you were born in 1957 in April. Is that correct?
Yes, Carlos, that is 100% correct. April 10th, 1957. I have to admit to it because I think it might even be on my QRZ information. So I can't lie about it. Yeah, I'm 56. I thought I was 57, but my daughter insists I'm 56, and I personally am going with hard numbers. So anyway, Charlie, I know the antenna you're talking about. I've been threatening to build that 160 antenna myself. I've seen that one many times. He helically winds it around the PVC and then has the big top hat, capacitant hat up there at the top. I've been thinking about doing that myself. So yes, I've seen that one. But this thing will get out. I don't get out good, but then again, I don't run any power up there. I'm just running 5 watts, and trying to run 5 watts on 160 is like I don't know, trying to shoot an elephant with a BB gun. But that's the fun of it. That's what makes it fun for me, and I've actually had some success up there. I have one QSL card from W1AW, and it happens to be I worked them on 160CW. I am quite proud of that card. Steve has seen that. I have that in a little frame of its own. That's a special card to me. So that's my claim to fame on 160. I worked headquarters on 160 and in CW, so that was fun. What else was I going to say? Basically what I was going to say was this is probably my last round. I'm going to get ready to check out of here. So I will pass it back to, I'm not sure if Steve is in there. I'll pass it over to Steve, and then Carlos, you can jump in and comment if you had some question on my birth date. So over to Steve, unless Carlos wants to jump in.
Okay, well, I'm going to clear. The only other thing I had to add was that I had been bidding on a Scout 555, and I had won it. And then the reserve was not met, and the guy had a buy it now price up. And so he told me that somebody paid for it with the buy it now. So in any case, I was very disappointed because I had gotten it actually at a good price. So just over $100, nobody was bidding on it. And I always look for them. So and this one had the 20-meter module. So that would have been a good start. In any case, I knew it was way too cheap. So the buy it now price was $250, which wasn't too bad. And coincidentally, when they were sold originally new, they were like $495. So in any case, very disappointed. I was so excited. I thought I had one. And back to the drawing board. For the 73s, everybody. I'm going to hit the hay. I got a lot to do tomorrow. KB2 TIA.
Hey, Steve. This is Iraqi.
73, Steve. Have a good night. Over to you, Charlie.
73, Steve. 73, Jim. Good talking to you guys. Maybe I'll catch you when I get home today. Play a little radio in between working on the pool. Take care. KB2TIA, K2MIJ, this is N1LU. Go ahead, Carlos.
And you, KD2DK. No, Jim, I was just kind of curious because you keep saying at my age, and like, I think my roommate Beth, she kind of takes the offense to that because at her age, she's still going. She's kind of, you know, she's spunky, so, you know, she's a couple of years on you. So, and at your age, you're okay. You're all right. Just keep on going.
Okay, Carlos. No, tell her not to take any offense. I was throwing that dig back at Charlie. He was the one that had mentioned my age. No, I tell you, I chronologically, I know where I'm at, but I tell you, mentally, I still feel I swear I graduated high school last year, so I don't know what this age thing is all about anyway. I'll still run around on a roof and climb trees and and do every other stupid thing that that I could possibly do. With that, I'm going to say 73. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to wish everybody a good night, good morning. Yeah, Charlie, I remembered what I was going to comment on, the Envis antenna. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I just got to throw some wire on that thing, and I still haven't done that. So I'm in the same boat. I haven't finished that. I've got a lot of projects going. I gotta actually stop and complete one. So with that, good night. Good night, all. Have a good day at work, Charlie. Rocky, I'll probably run into you sometime during the afternoon tomorrow to say hello. And Carlos, you're usually around too, so I will see you guys probably sometime in the afternoon. Good night, Steve. And that's it for me. So I'll just throw it up in the air. Whoever grabs it, grabs it. And K2MIJ is off and clear. Good night.
73 is Jim. Over to you, Rocky.
73, Jim. Over to you, Chow. KD2, BOR.
Okay, 73 again, Jim. And I got you by 3 days. On 3 days. 3 years. So Rocky's the old guy, actually. And I'm second. Second in line for that title. But you're only as old as you feel. And early in the morning when I wake up, I feel like I'm 70. But as the day progresses, I feel a little bit younger. Anyway, 73 guys, talk to you all later on, or Jim and Steve anyway. And Steve, it's Friday. I know you always get that confused because it still feels like Thursday to you, but you make me feel like I got another day to go after today. But I don't. Hallelujah. Give me a minute. I'm going to stop and get some gas. And Rocky, I guess you're going to get ready to head into the car. Kitty 2 BOR and 1LU Mobile.
All right, 73 to everybody. I listened out, and I'll be clear. KB2 TIA, and I'm gone.
Okay, 73 again, Steve and Jim. Yeah, not yet, Chow. We got a couple minutes. I'm just wiping the oil off my microphone. I didn't realize how dirty my hands were this morning. Over to you, Carlos.
Yeah, very good, Rocky. You know, this Jason guy, I mean, he does look legit from everything that I've seen. And I'm just wondering because, you know, that's almost like undeliverable. And, you know, wouldn't, if you got a ham radio license, wouldn't you want your address to be forwarded? So that kind of makes the mystery a little deeper. And I'm kind of curious because, you know, we all looked him up, I guess, on QRZ, but did anybody verify his address on the FCC database?
That's the first place I go, Carlos. I just punch in FCC database before I go to the other page, and no problem. Everything comes up exactly what I... That's where I got his address from the first time. And, whatever. I'm not going to keep beating a dead horse. I thought it was nice to send out my first QSL card and get one back, but I guess it didn't happen. We'll have to wait for the next one.
BOR, KD2DKO. Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, I guess I'm the only one of the group that he actually sent an email to, and I responded to it, and, you know, he never responded back. I'll shoot him another email, because I think something's not up there, not right, you know. He seems legit, and everything checks out. It's just, you know, I'm kind of curious as to why it's not. But, all right. Yeah, for other things, I'm pretty excited about that SWR meter coming tomorrow. So I'm kind of curious to see what this antenna is like on 440, because I've never tested the 440 side of it. You know, just on this radio. So I'm kind of curious to see what the what kind of SWR readings I'm going to get through the Bowfin.
Very good. I got to get my QRZ page straightened out one of these days. Then I could get my email address up there. I have no clue what's going on. I don't know how to straighten anything out lately.
Does Jim still have access to that page, Rocky?
What I understand, yes.
Well, I don't think that should be a problem, you know, and I think you already have the information on there, right, as far as the address and everything?
Yeah, I got in it before I got my license. That's the problem. And I tried going in and tried to put it up with my call sign, and every time I put in my email address, they say I can't do that because the email's already being used. And I'm not going to go out and get a whole new email address, even though I should get a shorter one. That's the one that Debbie set up for me, and I guess, you know, I'm just going to leave it that way because I got too many people, even out of the hobby that have that email, and I'm not going to go crazy changing it.
N1LU.
So,
wonder what you have to do to get the, the ARRL.com or .net email. I see people with that every so often. I don't know if you have to be a member of the ARRL or what. But what you could do is you could get a, now that you have a call, you could get an email with your call as the beginning part. mycall@yahoo.com or mycall@ARRL.com. But I don't know what you have to do. You know, keep your Rocky email for all your business contacts and stuff and everybody else that, you know, contacts you through that. But set up an email with your call sign at something.com and then use that to try to set up your QRZ page.
Yeah, well, I got to get the management back of it. I can't do anything on it right now. Jim's got that right now.
Yeah. Well, Jim may be able to set you up. Once you get an email, Jim could set you up. He could set you up with a password. Tell you the password, you know, not over the air, obviously, tell you the password, then you could go in, grab hold of it, and then change it, I guess. You know, change the password so that you can use it. You could be the manager of it. But that's the only thing I can think of. But yeah, you do want to, luckily I have it saved in my phone, but that's a hell of an email address.
You ain't kidding, I know. I actually can remember it now and where I gotta put dots and do this because I don't know where the heck she came up with this long email, but I don't know. What are you gonna do? I'm gonna shoot them an email today and see what I can do about changing this and maybe get the management back from Jim. I just want to get my call sign on there. It's the only thing I gotta change, and every time I try to do it, like I said, they won't because the email goes back to that other thing I'm using. So, all right, let me get cleaned up. I'll catch you from the car. 82, VOR, over to you, Carlos.
VOR with N1LU, this is KD2DKO. Yeah, all right, Rocky. We'll wait for you in the car. Charlie, that's a good idea. I may actually... that's a good advice. I'm gonna look into doing that, creating an actual account with the call letters, and making it separate from the regular email. That way, I know whenever it's ham radio related, and you can actually forward the emails if you want it to go to just one account. So in Rocky's case, if he wanted to create a separate account just with his call sign, he could do that, and he could have it be merged with his regular account. So whenever anybody sends him an email, it would go there.
Yeah. Like I said, though, I'm not sure how you set those up. You know, yahoo.com or at ARRL.com. I'm guessing with the ARRL, you may have to be a member, which isn't cheap nowadays.
Yeah, I'm guessing you do have to be a member, but you can open, you can create one in Gmail, which is usually free, or Yahoo or something. But, yeah, it's something to look into. It is kind of a long email, and he should probably just be using it for his business, the regular email that he has. But I'm going to look into doing that, and I'll try to find out the ARRL, how to create an email on there. You probably do have to be a member. I'm sure it's not cheap. But I'm going to find out anyway, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'd like to know that. Don't mind me, I'm just looking here on Facebook real quick. Let me just make a post and give Rocky a couple of minutes to get in the car. I'm parked over here. The coffee, I tell you, lousy body fuel this morning. They didn't have my snack, and the coffee is weak as urine. So I wasn't too happy today.
1LU KD2DK. Do you ever get some more coffee like sometime around 8 or 9 in the morning?
I didn't hear you. You got a little noisy just then.
Do you ever get some more coffee later on in the morning, like 8 or 9?
I pretty much switched to tea. I may have a coffee later on, but for the most part I switch to tea when I get to work.
Which one do you normally feel gives you a bigger jolt? The coffee in the morning or the tea like halfway through?
Neither. I had two cups last night and went right to bed. Coffee doesn't do anything to me. I drink it because I'm addicted to it physically. I tried weaning myself off of it by not having it at night, and I wake up with a splitting freaking headache.
Yeah, I kind of became hooked on it a couple of years ago, and I've tried to let go of it. In fact, once I went about a week without it, I'd say it takes about 2 days to get over the headache stage, and then after that you're okay, but then you'll feel, you know, tired. You're not going to have that jolt every day, so you'll find that you want to go back to it. It just keeps you going, man. Without it, you know, you're going to be so tired all the time.
Yeah, I heard there's some good aspects to coffee, so I'm not too concerned about weaning myself off of it, especially after the headache that I got. It's a real nasty headache, so I deal with it, but I try not to drink too much, just enough to keep my body from physically withdrawing.
Yep, it does its job. It keeps you going. All right, let's see if Rocky's out in the mobile. KD2BOR, KD2DKO, you out there, Rocky?
Yes, I am. I've got 65 degrees on my thermometer on Kearney Avenue. Windows open in the car, it feels good.
It's supposed to get 80s this week, and I think maybe even 90 at some point.
Bite your tongue. I could possibly take the low 80s, but I don't want to start seeing 90.
The good news, it's only going to be one day.
Right, we could deal with that, because, Charlie, does your place get real warm, or, I guess no, you got meat and everything. Your place is kind of cool, huh?
Oh, yeah. I work in air conditioning, so to speak, or refrigeration all day long. So in the summer, it's a nice perk when it's 90 degrees outside. You know, we're bundled up, because it's, in my department, it only gets to about, I don't know, 48, 52, somewhere around there. Other rooms are downright frigid. So, yeah, that's a nice, it's like working in an office building that's got the best air conditioning around.
Oh, my God. That's cold. not that it's that cold. What's it get like in the winter? Is it still the same, they have a temperature regulated, or how's that work?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. We have to keep product coming in 40 degrees or less until we cook it. So, yeah, it's always maintained the same. In the winter, you don't notice the cold as much because it's usually colder outside. But in the summer, yeah, you know, you notice it, and it's quite a relief. I'll come out to my car on lunch break when it's 80 or 90 degrees outside, and when I go back inside, it's quite a relief.
Wow, I'm surprised. God forbid, working in that kind of environment, I'm surprised you don't have arthritis by now.
Yeah, well, I may. I'm only 59, but you never know. It might creep, you know, rear its ugly head later on in life. But yeah, there's the pitfalls of working in this kind of environment. Certainly does catch up to you when you get older.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I guess it's just part of life. I got the aches and pains. I'm not that much older than you, maybe a year or so, but The aches and pains are definitely there. Over to you, Carlos, KD2BOR.
KD2BOR, KD2DKO. Charlie, I was wondering, when you got into this business in the beginning, did you ever suffer from a lot of colds, flu, any ailments like that you weren't used to, all that cold?
No, I think the cold environment has been beneficial to me. I don't get sick that often. I've had the flu seriously once in my life. That was back in the, mid-70s. I was out of work for a week. I was so sick. And since then, if I get sick, it's for a day. And, I might mix work for a day. Sometimes I just go home early each day. But I'm for the most part, I'm pretty healthy with that anyway. I don't get a lot of colds. And I never get the flu shot. I don't believe in them. I think your body is able to build up immunities and tolerances, and I think it can fight off disease better if you don't help it out with drugs. So I never get the flu shot. Maybe when I hit 65, I'll start getting it. But for the most part here, I don't get it. I also contribute a lot of me not getting sick to the fact that I wash my hands probably 100 times a day. And I've always heard that one of the ways people transmit and pick up colds is through handshakes. So I think that helps a lot, the fact that I wash my hands so many times.
Hold on, let me forget. Very good, Charlie. I think the best thing you're doing is not getting the flu shots. I've done enough research on it. And believe me, when you get to 65, avoid it too. You're absolutely right. The body stays strong on its own from all the research that I've done. So that's probably a good reason why you never get sick. Keep it up. All right, over to you, Rocky, KD2BOR, KD2BKR.
Yeah, very good. Carlos, I don't know if it's my hearing or my imagination. Are you talking very close to the mic?
About maybe 2 inches. Why?
Maybe just by hearing, it sounded like a couple of your words get muffled there. I don't know. Charlie, what do you think? Is it me?
Okay.
Was there a breaking station? Go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, it's me. I know I said I was out of here. I just want to let you guys know you guys got my interest piqued with Jason. He was last heard. I decided to look him up, see if he has APRS hooked up. He does. He was last heard 4 days ago in Warrington in Fauquier County, Virginia. The device he was using was a Kenwood THD72HT. He was heard by, his last pass was heard from W4LBT. So he is in Virginia. It's amazing, man. I don't understand why people use APRS. I don't know why you would want people to be able to track you all over the place, but he's obviously legit. I don't know why his address is no good. But I figured I'd just jump in there. I just decided to look at the APRS loggings. And, he was last heard 4 days ago at 2303 Eastern Daylight Time. And that was his last position was in Fauquier County, Virginia. So just so you guys know that... he is in Virginia. Why he's not at that address, I don't know. Unless, who knows, divorce, whatever. Split, got to get out, whatever. So I just thought I'd jump in there and throw that in there.
Let me see if I have it. Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm a little, what the hell do I'm lost for words this morning. That's because the coffee's too weak. Didn't wake me up, but I'm definitely interested in finding out what happened with this. And let's, like you said, he went through a divorce or got evicted, and
at the time was living in a place, but I hope he gets back to Carlos. I'd like to know what is going on with the guy. But anyway, okay, thanks, Jim. Appreciate that. K2MIJ, N1LU.
Okay, now I'm out of here. And see, this is what you guys do. You get my interest peaked, and then instead of going to bed, I sit here and I search for people. So, yeah, I don't understand why people... I mean, I have no idea why you would want people to know your every movement. And, I mean, I can actually track his location. I can see his car. If he was on the air right now, I could watch his car as it moves down the road. I mean, I don't know why anybody would want this on them, but I don't know. I guess hams are crazy people. With that, I'm out of here. Good night, fellas. K2MIJ is now definitely clear.
23, Jim.
And 1LU, go ahead, Rock.
I might have double with you.
73, Jim.
Back to you, Charlie. I might have double with you and then give it to Carlos.
All right, 73, Jim. Go ahead, Carlos.
73 is Jim. Yeah, and as somebody who went through a pretty rotten divorce, I think that could happen. I think maybe the guy moved, and maybe you know, what is it? The post office only has like 6 months that they can forward stuff, and after that, they no longer keep track of your mail. So maybe that could have happened too. Over to you, there, Rocky. KD2BOR, KD2DKO.
Thanks, Carlos. I was just a little, like I said before, I was just a little disappointed. Sent out my first card. Figured I was going to get one back because I haven't gotten a QSL card actually from a contact since my 11 meter days.
Yeah, it's nice when you get them, but it stinks having to wait. Like I said, I'm still waiting for this New Zealand card. You know, I realize it's far away, but it's, you know, it's been taking a couple of weeks already. So I don't know what's going on. Sometimes I think maybe I just got lost in the shuffle. But it's always nice to get one. I've stopped checking the mail, though. I'll just sit back, and when they come in, they come in, and not worry about it after that. All right, let me sign. I'm going to get inside. I want to get this day over with. It's Friday, and I want to start to enjoy the weekend. KD2BOR, KD2DKO, this is N1LU. 73, guys, have a good day. Ed Rock.
73, Charlie. Before you go, real quick, what did you hear about the weather for the weekend?
You know, I haven't really paid attention. I hear Saturday is going to be pretty nice, and I think maybe a chance of storms late Sunday, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Saturday, I'm pretty sure it's going to be nice. Partly cloudy, 80 degrees. I think it's 80 degrees both days.
Okay, very good. Thanks. Okay, maybe I'll talk to you later on or sometime over the weekend. Carlos, over to you. And I'm at my destination, too, so I'll bid bunch 73. Carlos, if they're out there, maybe I'll catch you when I get back in the truck. 82-BOR.
All right, guys, 73 to you both. You have a good day. This is KD2DKO. We'll be temporarily clear.
73, N1LU, Claire.
Any sandbaggers out there? 82, BOR.
I guess Don isn't out there, but I'm still out here. KD2DKO.
Yeah, very good. I thought you might be there, but I was waiting to see if Don said something. I haven't heard him. When was the last time we heard him? Was it yesterday? I don't remember.
A couple of nights ago. He's been working hard.
Yeah, he just can't wait to retire.
Because we're not really supposed to wish our lives away and just wait, you know, wishing that that moment in life would get here. I know Charlie's doing that pretty much, but you know, No, I can see Don. You know, he's already getting to that age. But, you know, Charlie, I kind of feel bad for him because he has to make these trips back and forth every day. That, you know, that catches up to you after a while, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're almost guaranteed once, twice, three times a week, Charlie's going to say, I got 7 years left or 6 years left. You can almost guarantee that.
It's kind of like you can almost guarantee that you're going to say that you're 60 and a half years old. Come on, stop. Only little kids do that when they're like two and a half. Yeah, I'm 3 and a half years old. You know, you're not. You just turned 60. That's it. You'll be 60. Don't mention you'll be 70 until 10 years from now. That's how you stay young.
I've got my daughter coming up here this morning. She's in trouble. She told me on an email yesterday she's afraid of me. I ain't going to say much to her. I'm going to give her the money. I'm going to say, blow this, you're done. I don't know what she does with her money, but going on 33 years old, I'm getting a little sick and tired of this. It's getting ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, well, when you're a parent, what are you going to do, you know? They're your kids, and if they're in trouble, you got to help them, I guess. But, I don't know, does she have, a steady income? Does she have a job, steady job somewhere?
Yeah, but she never made much of herself. Went to nursing school, didn't do nothing with that. Works in supermarkets and stuff like that. She lives at home with her mother. I can't understand it. But then she's buy a brand new car, and then the boot, I can understand her needing the car, but then she's got to go out and put those fancy wheels on it, low-profile tires. I wanted to kill her.
See, you had me all the way up until the end, and I'm like, well, you know, yeah, I can understand everybody needs a car, but no. When you, when you're really not bringing in that kind of money, you don't really need to overspend, you know, just get what you need and go from there. But, like I said, you know, if you're a kid, what are you going to do?
Bite my tongue. How's that sound? And that's not easy for me to do. But in this situation, I don't want to say anything.
How about the other one, Rocky? Did you say you have two girls?
I got two boys with the previous marriage. Second marriage, just a girl. That kid, the oldest one, is going to be, oh my God, I was born in 72, going to be 41 this year. Oh, so let me jump off. Here she is now. I'll be back.
Alrighty, Rex.
I'm back, Carlos. KD2, BOR.
KD2, BOR, KD2, DKO. How's it going, Rocky?
I just realized I turned my volume down while she was here. I hope I didn't double with anybody, but there can't be that many people out here time of the night.
No, so far, just you and me.
Conversation went pretty smooth. No voice raising or anything, so I just said, be careful, do what you gotta do, but she ain't gonna. She's never been doing it. My grandmother, her mother spoiled her.
I was just talking to Beth about, when I was a kid, I was an only child, so obviously, you know, my parents spoiled me. But I never really took advantage of them the way that a lot of kids did. You know, I never asked them for a car or anything else. You know, they would give me money, like, you know, to go out on weekends or whatever, you know, go to the clubs here, you know, have $10, $15, whatever, have a couple of drinks, enjoy yourself. But I would never really take advantage of them. There's so many people out there today, though, you know, you kind of wonder. It's like, you know, today's kids almost expect that the parents have to, put up with them even past when they go to school, the high school, college, whatever, you know. And I can just, you know, I can see the pressure on the parents today. It's a different time, you know. And I don't know. I don't know what kind of morals today's kids are being raised with in schools. So, you know, I'm sure it's a tough world out there today, Rocky. It's not the same world as when you and I were growing up.
That's for sure. You can see the change. You know, you listen to Charlie, you know, trying to talk to his kids, tell them to get a side job or something during the summer to make some money, and he said it's like pulling teeth. He said the other night he was going to sit down and talk with his youngest one, and I don't know if he did ever get a chance, as busy as he is.
And it's kind of tricky when you're at that age, too, you know, because that's the age when kids want to go out and party and have fun. It's like the last thing you want to think about is having a job. But you're right, you know, like I hear all your stories when you were a kid, you know, you learned everything about going out there and, you know, mowing the grass and you know, and selling newspapers and doing what you had to get some money when you're young so you can do things. And that just builds up this possibility for the future. And, you know, it's like one thing leads to another. You learn to respect people from it and to build yourself up as, you know, feeling good for what you're doing, for what you're earning, you know. And it's just, you know, some of these morals that people were taught in the old days, I don't even know if they're being taught in the schools anymore, you know.
Well, I think it was a little different, Carlos. I went to parochial school for the first 5.5 years. I don't even know if parochial school is what it used to be. But when I went to school for the 5.5 years that I was in parochial school, we only had one lay teacher. The rest of them were nuns, and it was a lot different back then, I guess. Hold on, let me turn. Wait a minute. I had to turn down my 440 side. A lot different back then when you went to parochial school compared to going to a public school today.
Yeah, Beth, so she went to the Catholic school for 4 years, and it was a different time. I don't even know today, you know, if they could talk to kids the same way they did, you know, back then, or even... You know, I remember my father would tell me when he was in Cuba, he went to the Catholic school, and, you know, if you didn't behave, the nuns would slap you on the wrist with a ruler, you know. So today, I guarantee there'd be lawsuits everywhere, you know. I was going to ask you, well, what's that in the background? Is there some activity on the 440 side?
It's a bunch there's a few guys that are on 443, 450 every morning at this time. One works in... Hoffman LaRoche out there on Route 3. He's in environmental cleanup because, you know, Hoffman LaRoche closed. And I forget what the other guy does. I don't know if he delivers dry goods, dry cleaning stuff. There's a few guys out there. I monitor 443, 450 every morning also.
Is that the Hoffman LaRoche plant in Nutley?
Yeah, I don't know if part of it's in Clifton also, because it does go from, it's a big plant, very big plant. I'm not sure if it's Nutley, part of it's in Clifton. I'm really, really not too sure. I know part of it's in Nutley, I know that, but I think some of it's in Clifton also.
Yeah, Beth had heard that plant had closed last year. I remember, I brought it up recently because, I did my internship when I was studying, to be a cameraman in college. My internship was like right across the street from the Hoffman LaRoche in Nutley. There was a cable station there that I used to do, you know, part-time camera work at. That was way back in '83. But yeah, I was just thinking she says that she thought that it had closed.
They have a skeleton crew there. KD2DKO, KD2BOR. They have a skeleton crew. They have a lot of environmental problems over there. Big environmental cleanup.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess that puts a different light over it. It's more like maybe after work, a cleanup for the mess that was left behind.
And Debbie's best friend's daughter married a guy that worked at Hoffman LaRoche, and he lost his job when he started terminating people, and he still hasn't found anything yet. I'm not sure what his capacity is in his line of work, but he's still looking for work.
Well, I don't know, Rocky. You know, I think Beth read to me recently that New Jersey's like the number one state where people are leaving the state to go someplace else. So I don't know if it's just because, you know, jobs are closing here or the cost of living is getting too high. You know, it's just tough times seem to be coming to the state, you know.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine up from Delaware yesterday, the one who owns that white Nova that was hanging on my wall over here. He used to work for the PATH train, and on his railroad pension, he said there was no way in